And welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and as promised, once again, we have live music here in our Buck studio, WPR. And we're happy to have also a studio audience and a performer, a dazzling young performer by the name of Robert Rockman, who is the 2016 Final Forte winner with the Madison Symphony, and an instrument I'm not sure if that has been a winning instrument in the past or not, but it's a happy occasion to have you here. And I should say also that this is the first time in the history of this show, the 25 years, where we've had a triplet on that I know of. We had twins. We had the Naughton twins on a time or two from the Madison area, and you hail from Sun Prairie, and you're one of three, and welcome to the midday.
Thank you.
So I have to ask what probably everybody else asks about the other two, and how musical are they?
Everybody is musical as I am. Brother plays the trumpet, we all play piano, and my sister plays flute, and we all sing and dance as well. So,
well, it sounds like a road show to me. got some real potential there. What about the marimba then? You say everybody plays that too?
No. Marimba is part of the percussion family, and that's my thing, so.
Well, that's one way that you can distinguish yourself from the other two.
Yes.
So, you're in Sun Prairie, and you're in high school.
Yep.
And you have how many years of high school left?
I have 1 year of high school left. I'm a junior this year.
So when did you start playing the marimba?
I started playing the marimba when I was in fifth grade. Started with a teacher that I found, Cindy Terhune. She is the teacher of pretty much the entire surrounding Madison area. I started in fifth grade and have loved it ever since.
So you were one of these children who had, at the age of 4 or 5, had a xylophone on the floor that you kind of banged away at?
Well, we had one of the little colorful ones, you know, uh-huh. The one octave ones that are always out of tune, so those are great. But
was that a good thing or a bad thing?
It was a good thing. It was, uh-huh. Yeah. I've been told when I was 2 years old, I came down Christmas morning and looked under the tree, ran over and said, oh, drums! Everything was all wrapped up, but I was correct. There were drums underneath the tree. So.
Well, so you've been kind of hitting things ever since then.
Yes.
Well, okay, make this distinction between these various forms of percussion instrument, from the xylophone to the marimba, and there's vibraphones too, right, and all kinds of things.
Yes, the xylophone is a much more percussive instrument in the sense that it has a sharper sound. Marimbas are usually made out of wood, where a xylophone is usually fiberglass or something along those lines, and the wood has a much mellower tone for a marimba than a xylophone. The vibraphone is a metal instrument, and it actually has a pedal on it, much like a piano, that will sustain the notes when you push the pedal down and release them when you put the pedal back up.
You're going to be playing mostly marimba today,
yes.
Although later on we'll get into a couple of other instruments, one very familiar, one not so familiar, I venture to say. It looks kind of like hubcaps from here, but we'll see that it has a very beautiful sound to it in the right hands. What about marimba repertory? It almost has to be either a transcription or something 20th century or 21st century, right?
Yes.
And so you would start with a contemporary composer would actually be represented in the pieces you play.
Yes. Much of it, the marimba is a fairly new instrument in the sense of, say, a piano is much older than a marimba would be. A lot of the pieces are much more modern than anything that you would hear on like a classical side of things.
And this first piece that you've chosen, a Chardish, that's actually a transcription, right? Because that's that's a wonderful old 19th century piece by Vittorio Monti.
Yes.
That a lot of different instrumentalists have picked that up. Mm-hmm. But a Chardish, it's a lively dance.
Mm-hmm.
And this was going to require, from our standpoint, watching you, a lot of precision.
Yes.
Because the mallet has to hit the right key from a pretty good distance away. Is this one where you're going to be playing one mallet in each hand, or you get into the multiples?
In the beginning of the piece, it's 4 mallets, and then once we switch to the faster stuff, it's 2.
Okay, before we get into that, I've got to ask you how you can play with 4 mallets, accurately.
Practice, practice, and more practice.
That's what they all say.
Yes. It's a different grip. I mean, you have to have the mallets in between your fingers instead of just holding them on one in each hand. But more of the rotation then for the stroke actually comes from a sideways turn than so much of a up and down with your wrist where it would be for two mallets.
And so we'll be seeing some of that in this Chardish.
Yes.
By Monty and our performer today, Robert Rockman. That was the Chardish by Monty, as arranged for marimba by James Moore and played by Robert Rockman. And, you know, practice is one thing. Practice is very good, but not just anybody could do that, even after a lot of practice. I mean, the precision, you know, coming from a pretty far distance from that instrument and a lot of notes to hit just right. Now, what does a... do you consider yourself a percussionist in general? Is that how you would describe your performing?
Yes. One of my goals as I progress in my musical career is to be able to have a good handle on every instrument in the percussion family. I mean, there's so many of them, not just mallets, but there's the snare drum and the bass drum and stuff like that. And there's a different technique for each one. So that's sort of my goal as I'm going on. Marimba is definitely the one I'm most comfortable with at this point. A term that is commonly misused, I think, is someone calls you a drummer, which is more so if you're just kind of wailing on the drum set, which is fun. It's something that I like to do even. So, but more a percussionist is more of someone who is versatile on each family of the percussion instruments.
And so should I assume that you're thinking of music as a career, even
yes,
at this early age?
Mm-hmm.
And so you would just kind of market yourself as an all-round percussionist, and you would, I mean, it's not like you would necessarily be playing parties with a marimba.
Right. not the most sought-off instrument for parties, but...
But you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, I see, you know, eyes lighting up here in the audience now. There's some ideas coming out there. What about this next piece that you're going to play, which is another marimba piece, and how did you discover this?
This next piece is something that I did for Solon Ensemble one year. I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago. Something my teacher presented to me, and it's very interesting because it doesn't really have a time to it. It gives you each bar, but there's no time signature. So you kind of have to decide where you're going to put your breaks. And as long as everything is relative within those breaks, you pretty much have free reign of the piece, which is really interesting.
Very interesting. That's right. It's not the kind of, it would be hard to do it as a duet, I guess, without kind of voting ahead of
right,
time.
Right, yeah.
And so what are you going to do? I mean, do you play it differently every time?
I like to play it differently every time, yes. It brings more of a live musicality to it, I think, than this is what I practice, this is what you're going to hear. I definitely have ideas of things that I will put in each time I do it, but it's a little different each time.
So in addition to these shifting times, what kind of techniques would we see? How many different kind of techniques are there with a marimba?
There are several techniques, per se. I mean, obviously, there's just where you strike the bar and you get the note. If you hit it really fast with both mallets, it's called a roll. And it's much like if you were to push the pedal down on the piano and hit the key and it just sort of sustains.
Oh, it's a sustain. So it's not a trill so much as a sustain.
Right, yes. That's what we're mimicking when we do a roll. And, I mean, obviously we're never going to get a perfect straight tone with the mallets thudding on the bar. The other sort of technique, I guess, would be just four mallets versus two. And there's also different grips that you can use for four mallets. There's a cross grip, or there's the grip that I was playing with that's easier to maneuver the inside mallets than with the cross grip, which is more used for vibraphone.
Do you do any damping to kill the tones so you don't get more vibration than you want, more sustain?
There are pieces that have included that, yes. In the stuff that I'm playing today, there is not, but there are definitely pieces that will have where you can strike the bar or roll it, or it's called a dead tone if you put your finger on it and then just strike it with the bar, because you just literally get half a second of...
Oh, you just get kind of a bulk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So plenty of possibilities. But to actually just deaden it, you just put your finger on it as a damper?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So we're going to hear all these shifting times. Is there any more you can tell us about that to guide us through this piece?
Don't try to count it. Think of it more as a musical experience. I like to think of it as a roller coaster of light, and just wherever that happens to go as I'm playing is what you'll hear.
And the name of the piece and the composer?
Sogno di Pajajino, I believe is how it's pronounced, by N.J. Zivkovic.
The sound of the marimba, as played by Robert Rockman, my guest during the midday today, and I'm going to let you back announce your own piece. It's quite an honor. Go ahead. What was that again?
That was Sogno di Pajajino by N.J. Zivkovic.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay. And now back to the sound of the marimba with Robert Rockman, who is the 2016 Final Forte winner in the competition that featured performing with the Madison Symphony. What are the great orchestral parts for the marimba?
Great orchestral parts.
For the marimba, yeah. I mean, are there parts, for example, exclusive, say, for starters of concertos, but orchestral parts where you say, oh, yeah, you know, if only I could play, you know, in this symphony or this suite or something?
As far as I'm aware, there are not very many orchestral parts for marimba unless you are a soloist. Traditionally, I don't believe there is a marimba in an orchestra. Most of that would be the timpani player is actually the big player in the percussion section for a traditional orchestra. As far as concertos go, aside from there are a lot of new ones coming out now, actually, that are much more modern than any of the classical stuff that the orchestras play. The Creston is the best known marimba concerto. Aside from that, there's probably only three or four other ones that are regularly played, per se, on a marimba.
So possibly another good reason to diversify in the percussion section.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, we do have a lot of wonderful pieces, and as you say, Robert, more all the time. I think a lot of them coming out of Asia, too. It seems to be a big tradition of that sound there. This next piece... which sounds like it could well come out of, Japan, for example, or China, Butterfly, but it's a composer who sounds like perhaps an American?
Yes. Niles Rauer is an American, and this is a fairly recent composition, actually, just within the last 10 years or so. And I believe his idea behind it was to portray a butterfly, as the name suggests. It has a lot of... single hand, it's a four mallet piece, and it has a lot of single-handed arpeggios throughout, with the melody note either in the top or the bottom. So having that rolling sort of, usually a fifth or a fourth, going underneath with the melody note plunking out on the top or the bottom of that. And it's very, there's a couple rubato sections where I get to kind of decide what the feel is, again, like the last piece. So a lot of it is kind of up to me how I want it to feel, which is something I value in music I play. But it's a very, if you listen, you can almost kind of hear the butterfly flitting around in the air. And it, I think it's a very cool idea.
We'll be listening. Name of the piece, Butterfly, by Niles Roher, played by marimbist Robert Rockman, and not just marimbist, but all-round percussionist, and not just all-round percussionist, but also we're going to find out in a moment that he plays a couple of other instruments, too. And now Robert Rockman has quit the marimba, temporarily at least, and he's picked up another instrument. Now, I want to review this, Robert. As we said at the beginning, you know, you're one of triplets.
Yes.
And your brother and your sister also perform. Now, did they also play on the guitar?
Joey has just picked up the guitar in the past year or so. Looking forward to see kind of if we can start playing some stuff together, I think.
Well, yes, I was going to ask about that. So how often do you perform as a trio?
As a trio, not as often as I'd like.
Yeah, so what's with that?
A lot of the time we have, I mean, other stuff going on, obviously. But we have performed in some restaurants and stuff like that. And just as I'm getting more into my musical stuff, it's not so much as a hassle to practice. Whereas in when we first started out playing together, we had to practice, really. But now it's more fun just to play the instrument, even if it is learning a new piece, than it is to hard work to practice.
That's a good thing. Yes, that's
yes.
That's progress, I would say. So, do you see a threesome in the future?
I don't know. Joey, what do you think? Very possibly. All right.
What I call that a positive non-committal.
Yes.
Have you considered a career in politics? Well, we'll look forward to that anyway. Well, I hope that works out for you because it sounds like it would be quite a treat to hear all three of you perform, especially if the other two, and you guys can decide this later, are as talented as you.
Definitely.
Robert, yeah. Well, that remains to be seen. So what about this piece then, Beneath the Surface?
Beneath the Surface is a Dream Theater piece, actually. And if you're not familiar with Dream Theater, they are a metal band. One of the things that I particularly enjoy about this group is that they don't just play loud music. They have, one of their pieces is called The Dance of Eternity, and they actually have a video of how they count it. Each and every measure changes time. So they'll have like a 6-8 measure into a 4-4 into a 12-8, and it's completely crazy, but it completely fits with what they're doing. This is one of their pieces that they kind of took and slowed down instead of just playing the loud with the drums and stuff like that. And it's very, originally it had vocals with it. What I've done is taken the guitar part and added a couple more things to it, and the vocals aren't really necessary for my arrangement of it.
Okay, and so again, this is called Beneath the Surface. Thank you. It's called Beneath the Surface, a Dream Theater instrumental with a nice little bell tone at the end there. Just another of the instruments that Robert Rockman plays. And let's see, we have, what haven't we tapped yet? Oh, yes, your vocal
yes.
abilities. And so when did you start singing?
I've been singing for as long as I can remember. We have recordings of me when I first picked up guitar, actually, about the age of 8 or 9, and playing Beatles tunes and singing those along. I may have been a half step or so off with my guitar, but hopefully that will not be the case today.
I'm sure it won't. And so this is a piece called Quiet.
Yes.
And it's by Jason Mraz.
Yes. I mean, Jason Mraz's probably the most popular tune is I'm Yours. I'm sure everyone knows that. This is from one of his newer albums, and this particular song is, it's a love song, and he's basically saying, in this crazy world where technology is now so prominent, things are always getting bigger, faster, and better, will you slow down with me and just sit with me in the silence?
Every time I go home, there's another cell phone tower, construction getting louder. I'm where everything goes quiet when it's you I'm with.
That was Quiet by Jason Mraz and Robert Rockman, guitar and vocals there. And, you know, in the spirit of a true studio musician and in the interest of radio, we have this interest in, well, not exactly how wonderful it is always, but how long is it? And so you've brought some other instruments here.
Yes.
These hand pans, and you're going to do some improvisation.
Yes.
For 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yes. this particular instrument I bought from a woman in Madison. Her name is Jenny Robinson from Isthmus Instruments, and it's a beautiful instrument. For anyone who doesn't know anything about a handpan, it's much like a UFO in shape, and it's very similar to a steel drum, except that it's inverted, whereas a steel drum is hollowed out and you play the inside. This one is domed, and you play little tone nodules on the top that are, I don't know the exact process, but they're precisely tuned. If you listen here, I'll play a high note, and you can hear the lower note of the drum kind of ringing through. So it's a very exact art as to, you need to have a very good ear to be able to tune it that well that the other notes will resonate in context.
Sounds a little like a UFO too. The handpan. Very cool. The sound of the handpan, an improvisation by my guest today, Robert Rockman, and he is a junior?
Yes.
High school at Sun Prairie and the 2016 Final Forte winner. Hope you will come back with or without the other two-thirds of the triplets.
Yes, thank you so much.
Great having you today.